The Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Beis tells us Hakohanim mimirim b'shelahem v'Yisrael mimirim b'shelahem. Ein Hakohanim mimirim lo b'chatat lo b'asham v'lo b'vchor. Right, the Yisraelim can be meimer on their own karbanos, and the Kohanim can be meimer on their own karbanos. But the Kohanim can't do tamura, meaning they don't have bailus to do tamura on the karbanos that the Yisraelim bring them, such as chatas and asham. Even though the meat goes to the Kohanim, they can't do tamura. And Bechor, even though the whole Bechor is Matnos Kahuna, goes to the Kohen, they can't do Tmura. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that may be my Bechor. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, what do you mean? They can do Tmura on a Bechor. Why not? Amar Rabbi Kiva, Chatz V'Asham, Matan L'Kohen, and Bechor Matan L'Kohen. Ma Chatz V'Asham, Ema Mirin Bo, Af Bechor, Ema Mirin Bo. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Matnos Kahuna does not give you the right to do Tmura, just like Chatz V'Asham go to the Kohen, but he still can't do Tmura. Likewise, Bechor goes to the Kohen, but he still can't do Tmura. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Ma lo meino meimer b'chatzas v'asham shein zochin mem chayehem, tomar b'vchor shezochin mo b'chayev. Yochanan Nuri says, not a good comparison. Kohen can't do Tmura in the chatzas and asham because he doesn't get it when it's alive. He can only do Tmura in a live animal. He only gets the basar after it's dead, after it's shechted. Tomar b'vchor shezochin mo b'chayev, but a Bechor, the Kohen gets it mechayim. The Kohen gets the whole animal. The Yisrael is nistalik legamrei. As a matter of fact, it's mefurish in the Achronim. For example, in the Mikdash David, Simon Yodala, the Mikdash David is a classic Achron who summarizes basic ideas in Kachim. The Mikdash David says in Simon Yodala, it's like a sort of encyclopedia of Kachim with a little Ion and Lumdus. And some of the other Achronim, the Kohen is considered the Miskaper for Bechor. What do you mean? The Yisrael gives it to the Kohen. The Yisrael goes home, has nothing to do with it anymore. Now the Kohen brings it as a Karban. So, he says, what do you mean? The Kohen gets it Mechayim. Of course the Kohen can do Tumura. Amlo Rav Akiva, Valo Kfar Ne'amar, Val Yehus, Morso, Yekodesh. It compares the Tumura to the original animal. Heichan Tumura Cholob Veis Bailim, Av Tumura Beveis HaBailim. Just like the original hekdesh comes from the in the possession of the original owner. Only the original owner can do tmura. If he gives it to the kohen, he can't do tmura. Okay, so that's machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says the kohen becomes the bailim of the bechor. The Yisrael has nothing to do with it anymore. So the kohen can do tmura. Rabbi Akiva seems to have a gzeiras hakasav here. That even if now you've been given the animal, since you weren't around, originally you weren't the original owner of the animal, so you cannot do tamura. You have to be there from the beginning. Okay, Tosos here asks a fascinating question. Tosos asks, She'ein zachem b'chayehen, he makes a diok. V'yim tomer v'yizachem mehem b'chayehen heichi meimar, l'manda r'gmar b'arsar miskapra z'linan. He says, hold on a second, he makes a diok. Chatas and Asham, everyone, Kuli Alma agrees a Kohen can't do Tmura because he wasn't Zoche Mechayim. But it sounds like the Diuk is if he was Zoche Mechayim, so a Kohen could do Tmura with the Chatas and Asham. But how does that make sense? According to the Manda Amr, and it's not just the Manda Amr, we pask like this Manda Amr. This Manda Amr proves himself on Daf Yodam and Aleph. And this Manda Amr is accepted as a Dover Pashon and Daf Bezim and Bez, we already saw. That the miskaper does tmura. If there's a makdish and a miskaper, only the miskaper, the one who gets kapara, can do tmura. So he says, who cares if the kohen would have been, theoretically, if the kohen would have gotten the meat of the chatas and asham when it's alive, he could do tmura. But why? The kohen's not the miskaper. The chatas and asham is going to for mamish kapara, for an aveira of the original bailun, the person who brings it for his sin. So obviously, the guy who did the aveira is the miskaper. The kohen's not miskaper. So, what's the havamina that mechayim the kohen could do tamura? So Tosus answers v'yesh lomar do it sonu lomar af baser miskaper v'lav lafuke bailim asi. When we say the miskaper makes tamura, what we mean is even the miskaper makes tamura. But it sounds like Tosus said even the miskaper makes tamura. But even the miskaper makes tamura. Certainly the owner makes tamura. Certainly the bailim makes tamura. But it sounds like Tosos is saying is a big chiddush. Here, Tosos, the first shita is pshat Tosos, and this is the way he's understood by the Mishmaros Kahuna, which is one of the classic Sephardic Achronim who wrote on Tmuros. Here, it's on the Bar Ilan, and by the Chok Nosan, which I think is in the back of the Oz V'Hadar, the Chok Nosan here, Tosos assumes who can do Tmura, Miskaper, and the Makdish. When we keep saying the Makdish adds a Chomesh and the Miskaper does Tmura, what we mean is the Makdish adds a Chomesh, only the Makdish adds a Chomesh. If someone wants to redeem it, be po to the animal, only the Makdish adds a Chomesh. Someone else doesn't have to add a Chomesh. And even the Miskaper does Tmura, but the Makdish also, anyone who has any ownership does Tmura. The Makdish has ownership, it's his animal. He was Makdish it. The Miskaper has ownership because he has the right to the Kapara. So therefore, anyone who has Shaychus, the animal, can do Tmura. A stranger can't. But any level of Bailus can, even the Bailus of Miskaper, Kol Shekain, the real Bailum, who is the Makdish. This is a tremendous Chiddush, this Tosos. Why is this Tosos a tremendous Chiddush? Because, well, this is not the real reason. They're going to point out, it's not a real reason to make him a Chiddush. But this Tosos is against the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura Aleph Dalet, we mentioned this at the very beginning of the summer, he says, HaMiskapu Shosa Tmura Avalo HaMakdish. Right? That's pretty explicit. Ketzad Hiktish Vemesh Yiskapra Chavei Rokuyon Shehiktish Karbonos Nazir Yiskapra Imploni Nazir. If I'm Makdish Chavei Karbonos for you, like you're a Nazir and I'm Makdish Karbonos for you to bring for your Kapara, also a Nazir Shosa Ben Tmura. The Nazir, the Miskapra does Tmura Avalo Zeshe Hiktish, but not the Makdish, we Shehinu Shalom, because it's not his. So, we'll come back to those words. So the Rambam says this is against the Rambam Aleph Dalet. Now, being against the Rambam is no big deal. Tosos is allowed to be against the Rambam. That's his job description. He has to be against the Rambam sometimes. Otherwise, there'd be no point being Tosos. If you always agree with the Rambam, we'd stick with the Rambam. But they also point out it's against the Gemara and Daf Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Yudam and Aleph says, I'll prove to you Meskaper does Tmura. Because if a yachid is makdish an animal for shutfin, then you can't do tmura. Why not? Because only the miskaper can do tmura, which are shutfin, and shutfin can't do tmura. And the Gemara even says enough yudam and aleph. The Gemara says, here we are. Im kein matzinu tibur v'shutfin osin tmura kein v'shavu shleich lakdushay. That if the makdish did tmura, then the Makdish could do Tmura in a Karbon HaShutfin. But we have Masori, there can't be Tmura in a Karbon HaShutfin. So what does the Gemara say there? The Gemara is using the phrase Miskaper Usa Tmura. But what do they mean by Miskaper Usa Tmura? The Miskaper Shutfin can't do a Tmura. And neither can the Makdish. Even if a Yachid is Makdish for Shutfin, the Shutfin can't do Tmura because they're Shutfin. The Yachid can't do Tmura because he's not the Miskaper. It seems pretty explicit in the Gemara. On Daf Yudam and Aleph, it seems pretty explicitly learned Daf Yudam and Aleph that Davka the Miskaper can do Tmura and the Makdish can't. This is a big problem for Artosos. The Chok Nosan, who asked this problem, Artosos, and says it's a big problem. The Mishmos Kahuna also asked this problem on our Tosos. The Mishmos Kahuna, I'll just this is Rav Avram Rav Yitzchak Chaya Kohen Yitzchaki, who lived in the very beginning of the 19th century in one of the Gedolei Tunisia. the Mishmos Kahuna asked this Kasha, and Bedocha tries to have a read of the Gemara, a way of understanding the Gemara and Daf Yudam and Aleph that defends Tosfos. So if you want to look at the Mishmos Kahuna here, then you could find a way to defend Tosos. It's very complex. We're not going to get into it now. The Pashup Shot most Achronim assume is that Tosos is wrong. Tosos is not defensible. It doesn't make sense. Because it seems a force in the Gemara, the Miskaper does Tmura and not the Makdish. But then we're left with our question. Left with our question is, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan and Menuri says, Chatas v'asham, he can't do Tmura because he's not Zochem Mechayim. So the Tzvas Emes here has a nice answer. What does the Tzvas Emes say? You know, it's always tricky if you ask a philosopher. When you're making diukim, what kind of diukim you make? There are two kinds of diukim. There's a diuk, if Reuven did X, then he's chayiv. The diuk might be, but if he hadn't done X, he'd be putter. That's a fine diuk, no philosophical problems. But there's other kinds of diukim. Since reality is X, this is the din. And what if reality hadn't been X? Then the din would have been otherwise. That's always philosophically tricky. Like, if the reality hadn't been X, who knows what could have been different? You know, what if people didn't have intelligence? Who knows? The whole world would be different. You can't start making diukim in halacha. So says the Tzvas Emes, when you make diukim, these are called counterfactuals.
Not diyukim what could have happened in another scenario. Diyukim what's impossible, what's mamish against the halacha in the Torah, what would have been theoretically if the whole Torah had been different. Then you have to understand, maybe they're talking about an entirely different framework. There, you're right, you have a diuk. If he had been zoche mechayim, he would have done tmura. Why? Because if he had been zoche mechayim, the whole framework would have been different. The whole inyan of chatzav ashim would have been different, says the Sfas Emes here. It's on the Makorashi. He says, Tosfos is difficult. We all know the original owner is not Meimer, only the Meskaper. What is the Tzas? It says, look, Bechor, you might have thought the Ikar Kapara is for the guy whose flock it was, who is Mafrish the Bechor, is Makdish the Bechor. And that theoretically could have had a Havamina. Theoretically, one could have had a Havamina. This is not what the Achronim assume. You could have had a Havamina. That the Bechor is Maratza for the Bailim. The Bailim is the Miskaper. He gets Ritzli to Hashem from the Bechor. Even though it gives it to the Kohen, that's a matter of who gets to eat the yummy, delicious meal, the barbecue. But the Bailim is still the Miskaper. Rak behind time, but how do we know that the original owner is not miskaper by the Bechor, the Kohen's miskaper by the Bechor? How do we know? When there's an Evshinoi Bailim, the Makrivim have to have in mind the right Bailim. If they have in mind the wrong Bailim, it's an Avera. Which they have to have in mind the right miskaper. They have to say, we're bringing a Korban to me, Mechaper and Ploni. How do we know the Ploni is the Kohen and not the original guy whose flock the Bechor was born in? The answer is, Mehai time, it is Zichsa, Torah, the Kohen, Mechaye, Masra, the Korban, Ein, Mechaper, Meratze, it's mashma da korban. Skip the parentheses. Work runs easier. Ola l'shem ha-kohen. Zel ba'atma kavanas ha-mishnah. What does? What does he mean? Sorry. The ola l'shem ha-kohen. What does he mean? The miskaper is the kohen. It's not mechaper in the Bailim. The truth is, it's not really mechaper in a literal mamish sense. But who is the miskaper? Who's the person whose credit this carbon is going on? That's what he points out in the parentheses. It's not mamish, maratz, and mechaper in the regular sense. But still, because it's not brought to for some spiritual purpose, it's just brought because you owe it, because it was born a certain way. But still, who gets the spiritual credit, right? Whose spiritual account does it go into? Who gets the spiritual benefit of the akrava? For sure, the original owner gets the spiritual benefit of the hafrasha. He gets a zuchus in shamayim for giving the Bechor. But who gets the special spiritual benefit in shamayim of bringing the karban? Ole l'shem ha-kohen. What does the Sfas Emes say? He says, owning something, having zuchus mechayim, is synonymous with becoming the miskaper. And that's what Yochanan Menuri meant. He meant a Bechor the Kohen gets when it's still alive. So the Kohen turns into the miskaper. Chatos and Asham, the Kohen only gets after he's dead, so the Kohen doesn't become the Miskaper. And what's the Diuk? The Diuk for the Sfas Emes. The Diuk for the Sfas Emes is only the Miskaper is Meimer. But how does he explain our Gemara, our Mishnah? Our Mishnah means if Kohen would be zoche mechayim, he would be the miskaper. That's all it means. It's not taking a chiddush that a zoche mechayim is meimer. No, a miskaper is meimer. But a zoche mechayim becomes a miskaper if a kohen be zoche mechatas and usham when it was still alive. He would turn into the miskaper. Oh, that doesn't make any sense, because the chatz and ashram has to be mechaper in the guy who sinned, not in the Kohen. You're right, it doesn't make any sense. It's what the philosophers call a counterfactual. It's something that's not true anyway. It doesn't have to make sense. You know, the diuk doesn't have to be a logical diuk that could be a real possibility in the world. He just meant, Lu Yitzuri, the Kohen, was zoche and the chatz and ashram mechayim, the Kohen would turn into the miskaper, and then the Kohen would do tamura. But of course that makes no sense and it's impossible. That's why it's not the reality. But what all the Mishnah is saying is that Bailus Mechayim is a litmus test for Miskaper. So we have two Pshatim so far. Tosfos says that even if you're not the Miskaper, you can be Makdish if you're the Bailus Mechayim. Then it sounds like even the makdish can be made. Sorry, even if you're not the miskaper, you can do tmura if you own it michayim. Sounds like the makdish can be to do tmura. That's very difficult. Tzvas Emma says no. Stick with our original assumption. Only the miskaper can do tmura. Mamish truta k'mashmo. Our Mishnah doesn't mean any chidushim. It just means if you would have become the owner when it was alive, you would become the miskaper, which is of course impossible and silly. But you're right. It's not a real possibility anyway. It's just a theoretical idea. However, the most achronim, the Griz here says, Bidas HaRambam, the Griz Bidas HaRambam, remember, the Rambam can't say like Pshat in Tosfos. Obviously, only Miskaper is Meimer and not the Makdish. So how does he explain the Diak in our Mishnah? So he says, beautifully, he says, no, what's the Diak in our Mishnah? If the Kohen would have been Zoch Mechayim, he would be able to do Tmura. Why? Because it's not only a Miskaper can do Tmura. It's a Miskaper or a Bailim Mechayim can do Tmura. Why? Because Miskaper is just a Hechi Timtzi of Bailus, meaning Miskaper is not unique because he's Miskaper. Miskaper is unique because he's a Bailim. So Miskaper can do Tmura, and so too any Bailim can do Tmura. If the Torah would give someone the right to eat the meat of something while it was still alive, the right to the busser, to the physical flesh of the animal while the animal was still alive, he would become a Bailim, and any Bailim can do Tmura, not just a Miskaper. Ah, then why can't a Makdish do Tmura? So the Rambam already answered that, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the year, the very first year, beginning of summer, I mean, in the Hilchos Tmura, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled. But a makdish is not a bailim at all. A makdish has no bailus. Right? This is not so. A makdish has no bailus. A makdish is not a bailim at all. That's why he can't do tmura. So for the Rambam, it's not Davka Miskaper who can do tmura. Any bailim can do tmura. One example of bailim is Miskaper. Another example of bailim is someone who owns the meat, who has the right to eat the meat. That's a real bailus. Just a makdish has no bailus. Why? Because a makdish is considered to have given it away as a matana gemura to the miskaper. If I'm makdish an animal for your kapara, it's not that I'm the bailum, but you get kapara. No, I'm not the bailum at all. I gave away my bailus. I gave it to you as a matana. How did I give it to you as a matana? Since I'm a russell l'gvokim, see russell l'head yo dummy, since with amir I can make a kinyan hekdish, part of the ability of my Amira to make a Kenyan Hekdish is also to make a Kenyan Hekdish to you. It's not only I can give it to Hekdish through Amira, I can also give it to Hekdish and you through Amira. And therefore, once on the Makdish, I no longer become the Bailim. So we have a Hakira here about Makdish. What is the status of the Makdish Mosif Chomesh? Right? Why is a Makdish Mosif Chomesh? The Rambam would say he's not a Bailim at all. It's just a gzeris akosafi adds chomesh due to the maisa hakdasha. Chomesh, the function of the maisa hakdasha, not of bailus. Taka, a makdish is not a bailim, explains the Griz. Makdish is not a bailim at all. Why does he have to add a chomesh? He has to add a chomesh because whoever does a maisa hakdasha has to add a chomesh if he does pidyon, having nothing to do with bailus. The Knesset are shown later on in Daf Yod, the sugimist, main sugimist Kaparos HaTzmura, points out that he brings there, if you would look in the Knesset are shown him there, on Daf Yud, in the Knesset Rishonim himself, it's Simen Reish Ches, Reish Tes, and Reish Yud, I believe. Those are the main Simanim, where he brings down the, he also brings a Reish Yud Beis. He brings down from a Meiri, and a Ran, and a Ritva, and a Tosus Rid, who seem to say a little different. They seem to say that no, that a Makdish has bailus l'inyan chomesh, is considered a partial owner. A makdish is taka considered a little bit of an owner. So he's medayah. He brings down, they say, the makdish is considered bailum l'inyan osafas chomesh. So there's a ran ritva, certainly the mashmaus of the ran and the ritva and the rid and the meiri, who are quoted by the Knesset Rishonim later, simon reish ches, reish tes, reish yud aleph, reish yud beis, and daf yudam and aleph, assume that makdish has some bailus. And he's Mosif Chomesh Betoras Bailim. Okay, so they assume that a Makdish has some bailus. But the Rambam assumes no. The Makdish has no bailus. The Makdish has no bailus whatsoever, and that's why he can't do Tumura. There are some Achronim, notably the Dvar Avraham, they put in the brackets here, and the Chazon Yecheskel in the beginning of the Tosefta here. So, Tosfos, Lefi Dvar Avraham, Chazon Yecheskel, say that's what Tosfos meant also. If you looked at Tosfos, he never may have said, the Makdish can do Tmura, and then he's against the Gemara and Daf Yudam Aleph and in big trouble. He just says the Meskaper can do Tmura, and Kolshke in the Bailim. A Meskaper who only gets an abstract right of having Kapara in spiritual heaven can do Tmura. And Kolshke in the Bailim, who has the physical concrete right to eat the meat, to have a barbecue. But he never said the Makdish. Maybe he agrees with the Rambam the Makdish isn't a Bailim and can't do Tumura. He didn't mean the Miskaper or another Bailim. What other kind of Bailim is there besides the Miskaper? The other kind of Bailim besides the Miskaper is someone who has the right to own the meat while the animal's still alive. Is there actually such a case? No. Because the Mishnah says all the people who own the meat after the animal's dead. But theoretically, anyone who would own the meat would be a Bailim. So then, looking on the board, we have three possibilities then as to who can do Tmura based on the Diuk and how to explain the Diuk from our Mishnah. One possibility is Pshat and Tosfos, Miskaper, and even the Makdish. Right? And even the Makdish. Who is Bailim. That is very difficult because we normally think the Makdish can't do Tmura. Sfas Emes says, no, only the Miskaper. And our Mishnah only meant the Miskaper to do Tmura. And then the Chazon Yecheskel and Dvar Avraham, meaning the later, the more recent 20th century, more Lamdish Achronim, and the Grids explaining the Rambam say no. The Dvar Avraham and Chazon Yecheskel explaining Tosfos. And the Grids explaining the Rambam say no. Tosfos meant the Miskaper and any other Bailim, but not a Makdish, because a Makdish isn't a Bailim at all. Therefore, a Miskaper can do Tumura, another Bailim who's a Bailim while it's alive. You can only do Tumura on a live animal, not a dead animal. So obviously it has to be a Bailim while it's alive. Can do Tumura, such as if the Torah would have given the rights of the Basar to the Kohen Mechayim. But not a Makdish. This ties into what we discussed at the very, very beginning of the, summer, which is who fundamentally can do Tumura. We had a chakira at the beginning of the summer as to who can do Tmura. We tied that into the Tamei Mitzvos, right? The Rav Hirsch said Tmura is about your spiritual obligation to Hashem and the animal representing you in terms of your ruchnis come close to Hashem. He said that obviously it has to do with the Miskaper. The Rambam talked about people being cheap and wanting to save their money. So we said at the time that according to one Tamei Mitzvos, it makes more sense Miskaper Usa Tmura is specific din in Miskaper. According to the other Manda Amr, it made sense that Miskaper Usa Tmura was lopped off from the Miskaper. It just means Bailim, whoever has a financial stake in this animal, whoever has some ownership over this animal. And that's, in fact, we found the difference between the Sfas Emes versus the other Achronim, right, and Tosfos. The Sfas Emes says Davka Miskaper. If we would just put the fundamental principle, Mi Osa Tmura, we had two possibilities. One was Miskaper Davka, and that matched the Sfas Emes. The other was Bailim. And Miskaper is a Bailim, and Miskaper equals a Bailim. But maybe you could have another Bailim also. This matches the Tosfos and the other Achronim. This Chakira, I just want to mention briefly, by way of closing, also might affect another fascinating issue discussed by the Rishonim on our Sugya, which is the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri argue, if once you give your Bechor to a Kohen, who can do Tmura? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri thinks the Kohen can, because now he's the Bailim, he's the Miskaper, he's the man. Rabbi Akiva thinks, no, there's a Gzeiras HaKosov. Tumura can only be as a continuation of the original. It doesn't have to be a continuation of the original Hekdish. The Makdish doesn't make Tumura. But it has to have roots. It has to be someone who's been connected to this animal from the beginning. And therefore, since the Kohen was not the Bailam at the beginning, therefore he cannot do Tamura. Diyuk Meha Mishnah. Sorry, put that on the board. Okay. The what about until I give it to the Kohen? Let's say I'm a Yisrael. I taka am a Yisrael. Let's say I'm a farmer. I taka are not a farmer. But Lu Yitzuyer, right? I'm not sure I'm cut out to be such a good farmer. Lu Yitzuyer, that I was a farmer. So I have a flock, and lo and behold, a Bechor is born to me. So the Bechor is born to me, and my flock, the Bechor is born to me in my flock. So I haven't given it to a Kohen yet. I have to decide when to bring it to a Kohen, who to give it to. There's actually a whole deal in the postgame. What kind of Kohen do I have to give it to? If it's a Tamim, if it's a Baal Mum, if there's a Mikdash, if there's not a Mikdash, etc. But clearly I have some say over what Kohen gets it. So, I haven't given it to the Kohen yet. Can I do Tumura before I give it to the Kohen? That's a great question. Can I do Tumura before I give it to a Kohen? So this is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi here says on the Mishnah... Rashi says, one second. Hold on. Yeah, at the very end of the Mishnah, Avol Yisrael, Im Hamer Bo Nitfas Bekdusha, Sher Bishusa Chala, Kedusha Al Ha Bechor. Right? The Yisrael Im Hamer Bo can do Tmura. The Yisrael can do Tmura, and the actual Tmura will become Kadosh. Why? Because the original Kedushas Bechor comes from his Rishus. That's what he said before, and let me just read the whole thing. Hu Tmur, so makesh atmur lehektesh atmo. Heichin Kedusha chal lehektesh beis bailim. Af Tmur lo tachal ela beveis habailim. Tmur can only be chal when it's in the hands of the original owner. Of all beveis ha-kohen lo chay lo legamre. But you can't have Tmur at all once it's given to the Kohen. Okay, hilkach ein Kohen, etc. Once it's given to the Kohen, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Halach is always like Rabbi Akiva mechavero. There's no Tmur on a Bechor. But until you give it to the Kohen, the Yisrael can do Tmur. However, in the sheet of Mekubet says here, in Os Tesvav, okay, Os Tesvav, we have to look in the back of the Maseches, but the sheet of Mekubet says here, in Os Tesvav says, Umiskaper, Kari Shaper, Bailin, Kaven Lashmo, Hikdisho, Vatatnin, and Hassam, Tumor Sabachor, Meiser, Ritzon Alom, of course, and Ola Lobadoso, Shel Kohen de la'olam hu shelo. Okay, so what does he say? The first day of the Shiva Gebet says is that the Bailim can do Tmura because he's the Miskaper. And what does it mean there when it says Tmuras Bechor and Meiser? It says in Mishnah later on, there can be a Tmura Bechor. How can there be a Tmura Bechor? It's an olam Bechor shenolam edro shel Kohen de la'olam shelo. In other words, what's the only time you can have a Tmur of Bechor? If it's born to a Kohen. But if it's born to Yisrael, not. Why? If it's born to a Kohen, he's the Miskaper. It's going to end up being Nikra for him. So there can be Tmura. But if it's born to a Yisrael, then there can't be Tmura. So let's just have the three possibilities of Tmura Bechor. One possibility is, you know, Nolad LiYisrael Ukvar Nosan LeKohen. That is dealt with in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says Kohen is Meimer. Rabbi Akiva says Ein Bo Tmura. The other possibility too is Nolad LiYisrael Va'adayin Nimtza Beveso. The Yisrael hasn't given it yet. Here, Rashi says the Yisrael is Meimer, but the Shid Mekubetzes in his first Deya, what does he say? No, the Yisrael can't be Meimer. Ein bo Tmura. Ah, hold on a second. Rabbi Kiva says there's no Tmura after you give it to the Kohen, and the first Deya just said there's no Tmura before you give it to Kohen. When is there Tmura? He says the only time there's Tmura is if it's no lad LeKohen. Then, Lekuli Alma, Kohen Meimer, why? Because he's the Bailam from the beginning to the end. But why does he have to come out to be Nolad to a Kohen? Because if it's Nolad to Yisrael, there's no Tmur in the end, and there's no Tmur in the beginning. Then he says, in his second day, though, his second day, he says, V'yesh v'orsh to Yisrael, Kodesh Yenu L'Kohen, Kori Le'Shaper, Bailam Meimer, Kemi Shbiyot, Lit Nol Kol Kohen Sheyurtzeh. Right? Here is the Kohen Meimer. This is Shit Mekubetzes,
b'shem yesh mefarshim. So Rashi in the Shita Gobes b'shem yesh mefarshim says the Yisrael is meimir. Why? Because he can give it to whoever he wants. She yesh lo bailus lases lechol mi sheyirtze. Right, that's Chaim mentioned this briefly. He talks about how, regardless whether you're Tovus on a mamon or ain't a mamon, the Torah gave the Israel bailus on this bechor that he can give it to whoever he wants. He is considered to be a bailim. But so, what's the machlokas here? Again, the machlokas in the Mishnah we know. If it's born to a kohen, there's no machlokas. But if it's born to Israel, if I have a bechor in my herd and I haven't given it yet, Rashi in the second day Shigmat says, "What do you know? I have bailus. I can do tamura." The first thing the Shigmat says, I cannot do Tamura, only the Kohen can do Tamura. Why not? It sounds like he talks about how the Miskaper, if it's born to the Kohen, it's a Miskaper. I know his Lashon is a little funny, but he starts out by saying that the person is born to a Miskaper, and that's if it's born to a Kohen, that makes sense. If it's born to a Kohen, he's the Miskaper. But what if it's born to Yisrael? If it's born to the Yisrael, he's not the Miskaper. He's not able to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen, he has to give it to someone else to get Kapara from. So, L'chora, we have then, one second, let me put this on the board. We have a machlokas here over whether if the Yisrael, who hasn't given to the Kohen yet, can do tumur because he's the Bailu or not, because he's a miskaper. L'chor, it would seem, this should be the same chakir as we saw in the Sfas Emes and the other Achronim. So here we had a Bechor, Beves, Bailov Yisrael. Rashi in the Yesh Mefarshim would say, what do you mean? He is a Bailim. I know he's not the Miskaper, but he's a Bailim. Why is he the Bailim? He gets to pick who the Miskaper is. He gets to pick everything, all the powers in his hands. So he's the Bailim. It's a Matnos Kun. He has to give it to the Kohen. But he's the Bailim. As opposed to the Shita Mekubetzes, in his first day, I would say, no, I understand he's a Bailim, perhaps, but he's not a Miskaper, and therefore he cannot do Tmura. Now I understand. You could analyze this differently. You could say that they're arguing over who's the Miskaper. Although that would be a bit of a chiddush, and they say, is the Yisrael who has it born in his house a miskaper or not? Or you could say, no, they don't care about miskaper. They're arguing whether he's a bailam or whether he's just a shomer who has to hand it over to a kohen. Maybe they're arguing whether Tova's on a mammon or not. So I understand you could analyze this differently, but the simple way to analyze the machlokes in the 2 days in the Shita Gobetzes, with Rashi being like the second day in the Shita Gobetzes, is if you say miskaper, so Tamur Davka miskaper, then the Yisrael can't do Tamura because he's not the Miskaper. First day in Shita Gobetzes, the only way to have Tamura's Bechor is to be a Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurinik or to have it born to a Kohen. The other possibility is to say no. Like the mainstream shot we saw in Rov Achronim, Miskaper Osa Tamura's Lav Dafka, it's really Bailim. You need Shaychus of Bailus to do Tamura. The Miskaper is usually a Bailim, and the Makdish is usually not. But in this case, even a guy who's not the Miskaper is a Bailim. In what two cases is someone who's not a Miskaper be a Bailim? In the theoretical, non-real case, if the Kohen would be Zoch and Chatz Oshem Echayim, that's what the Achronim said in Tosfos and the Rambam. Or, in the real case of Yisrael as a Bechor, even though he's not the Miskaper, but he still retains all the rights over it. Because he picks where it goes. It's totally his to, like, decide who ends up getting it, etc. Or at least that's one way of looking at it. It's a little complicated. And that ties into the discussion in the Gemara we're not going to be able to deal with, the difference in different kinds of bechors in different situations and historical eras. But we've seen here a fundamental machlokes about the din of miskaper osa tamura, which we mentioned in the very first shiur of the summer, and now we're closing the same inyan, and two nafkaminas as to whether it's really a din in the miskaper or it's really a din in the Bailim. Okay, there are some more technical issues the Achronim deal with. I put in brackets on this Mishnah. And then there's a fascinating discussion about the status of different kinds of Bechor in the Gemara. But we'll have to leave for now. I just wanted to end with this very important discussion and elucidation of the principles behind this Mishnah.